Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
One day, some of the kids from the neighborhood carried my mother's groceries all the way home. You know why? So was that a respect?
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one of two things. Either you're somebody or you're nobody.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
A month from now, this Hollywood big shot's gonna give you what you want.
Too late, they start shooting in a week.
I'm gonna make them an offer again with you.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Me, I always tell it to you, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. Last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again.
The Fan.
I'm a sailor. Hey! I lost my life!
Woo! Let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague on a Friday.
Tiger!
We're all jacked up on Mountain Dew. Tiger just poured in about a 12-foot birdie putt on 11. He's at 4 under, 3 off the lead, going to 12.
Got the middle out in this next one.
Right in the middle of Amen Corner. He's got it cooking, man. Masters, it's been awesome so far today. I've loved every second. By the way, a couple of quick thoughts before we start the final hour. I just saw I didn't have the Better You Today text lineup, and I wanted to read a couple of these. Somebody said, I asked, like, mistakes on the golf course that you made, because you're talking about Zach Johnson. By the way, he didn't address the ball. It wasn't a purposeful hit. That's why it didn't count. So somebody said, I hit a ball into a group of geese, went to get the ball, and a goose chases me trying to bite me.
Oh.
Like going at him. I have a feeling I know where you're at, what course. But he said, club in hand, I turn and run like a girl. The goose continues to chase me, lunges, club hits the goose in the head. Head goes floppy and dies. I got kicked off the course. Marked it a par.
Marked it a par.
Mark it 8, dude.
Wow. I know what course that probably was.
How fast can they run?
Well, not very, but they flap the wings when they run at you. You're like, rah!
How'd they catch? My question, my follow-up is, how'd they catch you?
Maybe he doesn't move fast.
Maybe he's not fast. I don't know. Yeah.
I was trying to think of like a scenario there. Yeah. And I'm like, man, maybe he just...
Because I feel like I could outrun a goose. I'm not the fastest guy in the world, but I feel confident in my ability to outrun a goose.
Not flying, yes.
Not flying, yeah.
Not flying.
Yeah.
They fly.
Flap those little, you know, wing again. Yeah.
They're not little. They're huge birds. They are massive birds to have.
P1 Adam said, my buddy was at a big golf tournament at Crooked River. I never played there, but I heard it's an awesome course. He said he got really drunk and he whiffed 5 times on the first tee in front of everybody.
5? Is he a good golfer or just a bad moment? You got 3 more to go, Dirt.
Okay,
all jokes aside. Go ahead, go ahead.
How about, yeah. Wow. 5 times in front of everybody. That's pretty embarrassing. Those are always those are always intense tee box. I hate playing in front of people. Like I'm somebody that the pressure gets to me when I golf. Whenever you go someplace or certain courses out there that you just either like the 10th green or the first or 10th tee box is located around like a bar or a restaurant kind of area, and you got everybody that sits out. Like Eastmoreland is this way, where the 10th tee is right, and everybody's outside watching your tee shot. And we'll end up getting beers there, and you clap or boo a guy if he hits a good shot or a bad shot. There's pressure moments out there, man. Pressure moments.
I did. I golfed on Super Bowl Sunday, and I didn't share the story, but we golfed, and I forget the name of the course, but I was shooting at the wrong hole. So I hit my drive, and what I didn't see, because it wasn't on the golf cart.
Yeah.
It's a dog leg left. Over like a creek.
Yeah.
But there's a flag on another hole that's probably, it's straight ahead.
Sure.
So when I hit my ball, they were like, dude, that's perfectly where you want to be. I said, okay, it's a pretty straightforward shot. It's
right.
If you're moderately straight, you're in good shape.
I got this.
I take my 3-wood out, pipe it. I don't connect well with my three wood. I right. connected perfectly. It's straight. I'm like, oh my God, I might get a birdie on this hole.
Feeling good here.
Everybody goes, dude, what are you doing? And as I look around, I go, what are you talking about? I just piped it. They go, the hole's right there. It was 140 yards away from where my ball had landed, and I piped it an extra 160 away.
Did you play it as it lies? Did you go to the next hole and play it on back?
I played it as it lied.
Okay.
And I think I ended up bogey or double bogey.
Sure.
But I was like, what a dumb moment.
Somebody said heron legs is terrifying early in the spring. Those geese will kill you. They'll come at you a little bit. They'll come at you. Somebody said drunkenly chasing nutria in a golf cart in Eastmoreland. They're surprisingly fast. Yeah, those nutria can move, but they usually just waddle on into the water. So that all stemmed from Zach Johnson barely getting the ball off the tee box, but it wasn't an actual shot because he didn't address the ball. He ended up getting a birdie on 13. This is going to be an awesome weekend, and I'm so jacked up for it. I have made the statement a couple of times that this is the best TV weekend, or at least Sunday will be the best TV day of the year. Now, football guy is going to come at me on that and say, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, which is great.
AFC-NFC title game weekend. AFC-NFC
title game is awesome. Yep. But the reason why I sign on this Sunday, and I said this yesterday too, it's because of the balance of what you have to watch, right? Like, it's not just one sport. It is, like, if you're a Mariner fan per se, you got the Astros in town. What if you're going for a series sweep on Sunday over Houston and you're continuing to play that way?
Is it a 3 or 4?
It's a 3-game series starting
tonight.
So
you'd be 16-2? Wow.
And the Astros, by the way, have won 6 games coming in. So that's a big series for you. So you got that. If you're a baseball guy, you can watch it. You have Stanley Cup playoffs if that's your cup of tea and you want to watch that. The Masters, it's the best final round of a major tournament, and you get to watch it with the leaderboard stacking up the way it is. Game one between Portland and OKC. And then, of course, for the nerds out there, Game of Thrones on Sunday night.
Can we stop with that? Can we not?
No, it's okay. It's an endearing comment.
No, but hold on. I'm
it's like
with
degenerate
you.
When but it comes to gambling. It
doesn't have anything to do with sports.
No.
Okay.
Have you?
I didn't say it had anything to do with sports.
Have you been? I thought you were saying big sports weekend.
Well, it is.
Well, okay.
And then Game of Thrones is the cherry on top.
Do you have the stamina to go on a battlefield?
Oh,
Jon Snow battled like 180 guys with a sword. That's pretty athletic.
I bet you got to have some tight glutes to ride a dragon.
If cricket is a sport, Game of Thrones is a sport. Survive, right? It's your life's on the line here. My problem with the whole nerd thing, I do wear it proudly, but the people that don't watch it, that's fine. I don't have a problem with you not watching it, but let's stop acting like it's this niche show. It's the biggest show on TV right now.
And it's not even close. It might be the biggest TV show of all time.
It's not even a contest, guys. Yeah. Like, you can go to MASH numbers. MASH had 80 million viewers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was two channels, okay?
it was on for like 20 years.
I've seen MASH. Yeah. Game of Thrones, significantly better.
Yeah.
So, like, this nerd label, I will wear it proudly. I just want to point to those who continue to act like it's this niche thing. It's the biggest thing on television right now.
My favorite thing, too, about the Game of Thrones stuff is the amount of people out there that will say negative things about it and make fun of you for being into the show until they watch the show. Like, Jemele Hill is a good example of this nationally.
Yeah.
She's done it on Twitter where she was like, I don't care, so stupid, like, you know, all over, I'm not buying it. And then she watched like 3 or 4 episodes of the first season, and she was bad-mouthing it. Like, I might quit. This show's not that good. And for the last now month, she's been live tweeting every episode, like completely
roped in. How amazing it is.
How amazing. And she just, I think, finished the last season, and she's like tweeting in all caps about how great it is. Isaac and Suk did this. They were very anti-Game of Thrones, guys.
Yes, they did.
And now what are they doing? The club hour, they're talking about Game of Thrones theories for the final season.
Now, you're going to have to help me here. Swigard, I know it's not your genre, but it's not like I've watched something that's not my genre and still ended up enjoying it. Why will you not even give it a chance? Why not sit down and say, I'm going to watch just season one, and if I'm in, I'm in. If I'm out, I gave it a season's worth.
I've never, all the Harry Potter stuff, all Lord of the Rings, all that, it does not, that particular period of medieval times or whatever it is. I sit there and I go, oh my God, this is just dumb. We've evolved. Let's get on to things that
like Westworld, what you're going to like Game of Thrones.
And that's my point is, Swigard, I'm with you. I've seen Harry Potter as much as anybody out there because my wife is a pothead. I've seen, what was the other show you just named?
I love that saying.
Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
I've seen the Lord of the Rings. I fell asleep. I hated Lord of the Rings, and that's my hottest take
Westworld on movies. Poses a different question.
Well, I'm with Dirk.
But you don't know what Game of Thrones poses because you haven't seen it.
If you like Westworld, you will like Game of Thrones. ask anybody that likes Westworld, they will say they like Isaac and Souk are the example here. They used to clown on it. And now they're like, you want live odds of who's going to win? Who's going to sit on the Iron Throne? Mm-hmm. Which is great. I love when people show up to, I don't care if you're on
Welcome
time
to
or late.
The tribe.
Yes.
Welcome to the
in.
Tribe.
If you like Westworld, you'll, because I've seen Westworld, Game of Thrones is better. And I don't like the medieval stuff.
When was the last time we went into a final, like a final season that was this
Breaking
highly
Bad.
Anticipated?
Breaking
you think it
Bad.
Was Breaking Bad?
It was, no, I don't think it was Breaking Bad.
I'm trying to think of other final seasons that have happened because there's so much buildup for this.
Cheers.
Well, no, didn't you want to see how The Office was going to end or
yeah,
Friends?
The Office got tedious towards
well,
the
I
end.
Well, I know, but we're talking like iconic, like Friends, right? I didn't like Friends, but who didn't watch the final episode? I mean, we knew Ross and Rachel were going to be together, but what else was going to happen? It's the final episode of a big, long, lengthy show. I would say the last one we had was probably Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and because The Office lost me at the end when Michael left.
I get it.
Somebody said, how typecast are all the actors going to be going forward? That's a good point. But the one chick's already in.
Amelia Clark's not typecasted.
No, she's not because she's not actually a blonde, so she changes her look. There's been good articles about her, too. Do you know she had two aneurysms?
Yes.
Yeah, she almost died.
She almost died, yeah.
The Sansa girl, she's in X-Men, isn't she?
Yeah, she's also not going to get typecast because she's still like she's one of the hot young actresses
right.
in Hollywood.
She's doing like body shots off of people at bars and stuff.
A lot
Sopranos
of those,
is we've gotten a lot of Sopranos.
Over Breaking, like, but you said the most recent.
I'm just saying, yeah. And
Sopranos ended in what, 2007?
Yeah, 10, 11 years ago, somewhere around that range.
A long time ago.
Yeah, but there's so much anticipation around this. If you're into it, it's going to be awesome on Sunday. It's a nice cherry on top, man. You get all day. You get sports. Carries you all the way through. Boom.
I just want Swigart. I just want you to give it one season. And if you're out.
He would get roped in.
Out.
I've never met somebody who has started the show and then stopped.
Yeah. It's to your larger point, man. It is written as well as Westworld. And even if you're not in the medieval stuff, and I'm not.
Right.
You ignore that because the storylines are so like, oh my, it's unpredictable.
Yeah, somebody said, I don't have HBO. Now that's, you can't watch it if you don't have HBO. So I get that for a reason you've never watched the show.
You don't got a friend that's got HBO though?
Right?
You can't have watch parties? I might have a watch party on Sunday.
Oh, you're going to watch? I don't want to watch party. I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I can handle that.
Well, me and the wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you meant like you're inviting people over.
No, dude, I'm old. I have no friends. I'm old and pathetic. Like, my watch party is if my wife will show up and watch something with me.
A fiance dropped a line the other day saying she jokingly told me she invited a bunch of her friends over to watch it. And I did like the Michael Scott, like, no, no.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
No.
You would leave.
Yeah, I want to lay in my underwear and watch that show. Like, I don't want people over. Come on. I need to be. It's like to me, watching a show like that, when you get to that point in the show, it's like watching the Super Bowl. Like, I don't want distractions.
Yeah.
I don't want side conversations.
I invested a lot of time into this season.
I don't want theories being thrown out like afterwards. Like, no, let me watch the damn show.
You stay off Twitter and or all social media, really. You stay off social media and you do what you can to watch this as close to live as possible. Point in case, or I always say this wrong, but example, I should say, because I always say point in case wrong, case in point, whatever. I have to go to the Blazer game Sunday.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I am going to tell my wife to take those kids to the park.
Run them.
You feed them as much bread and sugar as possible, and you run them. And you run them, and you run them, and you run them. And when I get home, I'm going to run them. We're going to run them. And then by 7 o'clock, they are going to be lucky if they can even hold an eye open, pass out. We'll have about an hour and a half to get ready. 9 o'clock comes. They're out. Cold. Game of Thrones, baby.
Yep. One rule, too. It's going to be discussed on Mondays, so just make sure people watch it, you know?
I'm not going to. We shouldn't talk about it on the show.
You don't want to bring it up? How are we not going to talk about
it? That's
not fair.
Okay. People are going to be delayed.
All right.
What are you talking about? We have Blazer Thunder Game 1, The Masters.
Swigart, I'm not going to do 3 hours on Game of Thrones. The fuddy-duddiness is just unbelievable sometimes.
The dismissal of something you know nothing about is what I don't understand, I guess.
I guess because I know myself.
But you don't know nothing about the show. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You just think dragons and wizards and Harry Potter.
That's enough.
Who just broke in? Somebody broke in.
Somebody broke in and told Swag to start watching.
Who was that? Somebody did.
I guess that's my bigger thing. Yeah. Swaggart.
Why poo it when you don't know it?
Swaggart is a Swaggart, but like, give it a shot. And if you don't like it, then great. Yeah. But you know nothing about the show.
You know nothing, John.
He's not going to. Look at Sukanik. Yeah. You want to come in here, Sukanik, and tell this guy that he needs to give it a shot.
Now, you were anti Game of Thrones, weren't you?
At first?
I was. I came in here because I think I left my hoops credentials, so I was waiting to go to break.
Oh, yeah.
But while I was waiting, I thought I'd come yell at Swag. No one was more anti Game of Thrones than me. I refused to watch it. I had tried to watch a couple random episodes. I thought it was dumb. Yes. I don't like Lord of the Rings. I don't like The Hobbit.
Boom.
I refused, and then I don't remember. I think it was a girl. I think someone like someone that I was like trying to go out with was like a huge Game of Thrones fan. I was like, all right,
I'm gonna watch it.
And I watched like I gave it like two or three episodes, and I was like, I'm hooked. And then they killed Ned, and I'm like, I'm in. And I will say that that is one of the two or three best shows I have ever seen in my entire life.
Thank
and
you.
Trust me, no one was more anti Game of Thrones than me. And if you don't like it, it's because you won't give it a shot.
Yes.
It is probably the best character developed show that I've ever seen. The special effects and the setup, it looks nothing.
Amazing.
It looks nothing like a TV show.
Nope.
It's like watching a movie.
It's a movie every week.
They don't give an F. They will kill anyone.
Yes.
So there's always drama and suspense. Mm-hmm. And it gives me the most graphic nudity and violence that I could ask for. And really, I demand it out of my show.
Thank you. Yes.
And by the way, sometimes it's meaningful nudity, which is great. And other times it's just like, hey, here's some nude people. And
here's a whorehouse.
I
have
appreciate
fun.
Both tip of the cap. Yeah. Swag, quit being a chonch. Your feathered hair looks great. Watch Game of Thrones. It's amazing.
Thank you.
There you go.
And I don't think my press credential is in here.
No, okay. I don't see it. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, all right.
Well, love you guys.
All right. Love you too.
Okay.
Sukanik has broken into the studio twice. Once to defend Mike Riley and twice to defend Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there it is. You got the credential.
Boom. He's ready. All right. Hey, there's your Game of Thrones talk. Hey, game one, Sunday. Who's going to get a win, Portland or OKC? And we'll get back into the series. Your thoughts are welcome. 55305. Sprague in the line, bottom of the hour. Next on The Fam. Hey, well, Sprague in the line coming up bottom of the hour. Fake sponsors, 55305. Keep them coming.
I think my biggest thing with it is this is my conclusion.
And final thoughts.
Final thought.
Hello, friends.
Whether he admits this and agrees with what I say does not matter to me. I have made my mind up. I believe he will not watch or try watching it because he is not one that likes to be wrong. And I think he would be wrong in this instance.
I'm also a very stubborn person. You know this about me.
I think we all three are. In different ways.
And I can respect his stubbornness about this because I am this way in certain aspects of my life.
Comic book movies.
Sure. No, I'm not going to try them.
Exactly.
I bet if I sat down, they're all good movies.
You'd probably get hooked on one of them,
One of the, but you know, I'm stubborn. I'm with you on that. Okay, so keep the fake sponsors coming. Portland, OKC, game one. Now, there is a lingering cloud over this series that is something to keep an eye on, and we started the show with it. Sprague brought it up way back in the first hour if you didn't catch it. So Paul George in Oklahoma City, they closed out their season at Milwaukee with the win, 127-116, solidifying them in the sixth seed. Paul George did not play in that game because he has re-aggravated his shoulder injury. And who knows if re-aggravated is even the right word because it's been banged up now for a length of time. And we probably won't know the full extent of the injury until we get to the offseason and figure out, does he need surgery? Like, what's the recourse of action here? So he didn't play in their final game. Westbrook did. He talked to reporters today, says he's expecting to play in Sunday's game. But just the fact that that's the language that's used, like, yeah, I'm expecting to play,
right,
makes you realize that maybe this is a bigger deal than anyone's giving it credit for.
Well, I think it has always been a bigger deal. And really, we talk about it, but is it being talked about enough or was it ever talked about enough? I don't know. But if he can't go, Portland should be the overwhelming favorite to win the series because then at that point, you have some good role players for Oklahoma City, but you have the depth advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have the best player between the two teams, and that's all due respect to Russell Westbrook.
Sure.
Sure, you have a mismatch down low with Adams and Cantor, but that's only going to work so many times, and they lose their best defender. I think everything would tilt your way, and if you can't win that series, then there's going to be a real, somebody's losing a job, or you better damn well make a big move, because there's going to be no explanation for losing a series to the Thunder when you have home court and they lost their best player. This is a huge developing story for Oklahoma City. I'm sure the fan base, if you go on their NBA Reddit pages and you go all the message boards, I bet you this is a huge concern for them. Maybe they're overlooking Portland a little bit, but overall, the last thing they can afford to do is lose Paul George, and that's including Portland not having Yusuf Nurkic. So if game one, he starts out slow, you know, he has a moment where he collides with somebody. Sure. I mean, the slightest of things could put this to a point where he can't actually physically play. And that's a huge part of what this series potentially could be.
The interesting thing, too, that we haven't talked a ton about, because I think whenever you get to this series or this moment, you're always so focused on your team and obviously being in Portland. We've talked a lot about the Blazers' angle to it. There is a ton of pressure on Oklahoma City. Like, for as much as Portland has it on their back for losing 10 straight playoff games and not looking good last year and the disappointment, like, Oklahoma City is a team that at stretches this season looked like a clear-cut team that could push Golden State in the Western Conference. Like, if you were going to pick a team that was a lock to make it to the Western Conference Finals, there was chunks of this year, it was no doubt in my mind it was Oklahoma City. Paul George at the beginning of the year was my easy MVP pick because of the way he was playing, and I feel bad his season's been slightly derailed by that shoulder injury. But they had a disappointing playoff exit last year, too. Now they're dealing with this lingering injury. Like, just for all the talk of pressure being on Portland, there's pressure on OKC, too, because you imagine if you get Russ and Paul George, two of the better and more talked-about players in the NBA, and you go back-to-back years of the playoffs and back-to-back first-round exits. So I'm just saying it's in Portland's locker room. There's no doubt about it. It's in Oklahoma City's, too.
This
series is going to be so much fun.
And we just, look, we're all hoping for, whether you pick them to win Portland or you think that they ultimately fall, I think the one thing we can all agree, right, is you want an entertaining long series. Now, would you prefer Portland to sweep? Absolutely. But that's not going to happen, in my opinion. So all things considered, just in what Mike Richmond said, give me a lengthy, entertaining, physical back-and-forth battle between these two teams, and I'll be happy as a clam. And that's all I'm looking for. And if Paul George ends up going out because of the shoulder, I think you start getting excited. I know we've been disappointed before.
Sure, every
year
almost.
I'm probably setting us up to be disappointed again.
Basically every year for the last 20 years, I would say.
But I just feel like he is too valuable for them to lose, whereas Portland, at least, their best player didn't get lost for the year. Nurkic is their second, but by the way, you still have your third, who is very close to being your second, plus Damian Lillard.
How does game one go?
I think it's going to be a back-and-forth battle. I think Portland is going to win it in the fourth quarter with about six to go. I think it's almost airtight, lead changes, a bunch of them, and Portland pulls away late. They win the ball game.
Dial up a play for Myers.
No, but Rodney Hood has a good game. Okay. Seth Curry hits two threes. Al-Farouq Aminu has three threes. And Damian Lillard pours in 37, 8, and... five.
That's the biggest thing I want to see. I am going to pick Portland to win game one, too. I'm going to take OKC to win the series. But it's on 12:30 ABC, national TV window. A lot of people. And I've been reading a lot of national publications, like just in their ranking of exciting playoff series. Almost unanimously, this is picked as the most exciting series.
Because the first round sucks.
The first round sucks. Yeah, sure, but you take good. It. So I think a lot of people around the country are like, Blazers and Thunder, let's check this out. I want Dame to play well.
Do you buy the Windhorse thing that he said earlier when we had him on of they can't play from behind?
Because I
agreed with that 100%.
I buy it too. Also, if they lose game one, grab the fork and stick it in them.
Oh. Like no chance.
No, just with all the pressure that's built up, you lose home court advantage right away. Yeah. Let's say Paul George looks good, doesn't look banged up. Yeah, that to me is tough to overcome. You're a great home team. You have been forever. You have to protect home court in game one.
What did they end up being at home this year? Was it 33-9?
I believe so.
Something like that, yeah.
One of the best records in the league, maybe outside of what, San Antonio and Golden State?
Third best home record, I think I read.
Yeah.
So let's see. The only ones that I'm seeing are better. Denver was 34-7, and they tied San Antonio. Milwaukee, one win better. They're tied for third.
I don't want to go there as a fan, but I just feel if that does go down and they fall in game one,
A lot of pressure, yeah.
I think we're going to have a lot of people texting in with interesting opinions on Monday.
It's going to be fun either way, whether they win or lose, man. It's playoff basketball. We're thrilled for it.
You count the loss as a fun thing, huh?
Well, in terms of radio, yeah. It is, yeah. When teams lose.
It'd be 11 straight.
Yeah, right? When somebody loses a big game and you come in to do a show the next day.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a funeral type show, but it's, you know, it's fun radio. We'll give our series final thoughts on it. We gave you our thoughts there on game one. We can't wait, though. Sunday at 12:30 on ABC. Let's lose some money, though, shall we? Sprague in the line. Get your fix sponsors in. 55305 is the bet of you today. Text line. Send them in. We'll do some gambling. That's next.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line brought to you by Cream Crop Top. This is where oxygen still doesn't exist on the periodic table.
Brought to you by
Sprague and the Lime. Brought to you by Game of Thrones. Please, Sprague, don't pick Sansa. I really like her. Yeah. We'll have more on that in a second. Sprague and the Lime brought to you by Paul George's shoulder. Just hope it's hurting as much as a Sprague pick. Sprague and the Lime brought to you by PGA Rules. If Sprague didn't intend to lose, then it shouldn't count.
That's 100% right.
That's a good point. I didn't intend to lose that
bet. Give me my money back.
I intended to win that. Why am I not getting a refund? Sprague and the Lime brought to you by Free Bird and American Pie. When Dirt hears those songs while running, he knows he's ran almost a half a mile. That's actually pretty accurate. Sprague and the Lime brought to you by VernoniaSingles.com. Who wouldn't want a piece of a Vernonia single? Some KFC dinner and a trip to Walmart.
Let's go, Vernonia. Stand up, Vernonia.
We're just taking a dump on Vernonia.
My father-in-law's company picnic every year in Vernonia.
It was in Vernonia?
Yep.
It's great people in Vernonia.
I was going through there last summer, and I looked around, and I said, normally not a big small-town guy. Like, I don't know if I want to live in one.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a house, and I go, you know what? This kind of house, maybe I should think about it. Pull up the house on Old Redfin.
How much it costs?
No different than a Portland price. And I thought,
really?
Nope, I'm out.
Vernonia?
Same. I'm not kidding.
Come on, Vernonia.
1800, 4-2, and it was, I don't know, $530,000. I'm like, Vernonia? Really?
Sprague and the Lime brought to you by Nerds. Not only are they ruining sports, but now they claim Game of Thrones is a sport.
Nerds!
Damn right it is. Got to be an athlete to wear all that gear running around a field. It's a whole thing, man.
You think Wilcox watches Game of Thrones?
No, but he would love it if he did.
You think so?
I think everybody would. Sprague and the Lime brought to you by Kleptomaniacs Anonymous. We would like to let people know that sneaking in candy to a movie theater is stealing.
Whose kids do that?
Well, I don't have kids, so I'm out of this equation.
That you know of.
Sprague and the Lime brought to you by T-Box Whiff. Pull your pants down. You know what Sprague's picks will get you.
Wow.
Boom, roasted. Sprague and the Lime brought to you by the matching old couple at Crunch Fitness. Just like with a Sprague pick, they don't care what you have to say.
Is your fiance cool being a stepmom?
She might be listening. Stop it. What else do we got? Sprague and the Lime brought to you by Stubbornness. A bet that Sprague is a lost bet, but if you know yourself, swag, you won't change. Yeah. All right. What do we got? Who are we gambling on this weekend?
Well, I'm actually really disappointed in us as a show. We have our Game of Thrones pool that we did not bring in here to read. But
We'll
get to that in
a
minute.
So I put it together. I found it online. I didn't put it together, but I took one offline, and we've been taking $10 from everybody to fill the entire thing out. And
you got to mark who dies, who survives, who becomes a White Walker.
Who wins in the end, and we're going to tally it up, and the winner gets the pool at the end of the season.
So it's a lot of office camaraderie with this going on here. But in the sports front, let's go to NBA playoffs real quick.
Okay.
Joel Embiid is doubtful for game one against Brooklyn. Also, their coach came out and said he really hates this matchup for his team. Some people are buying into the Brooklyn upset potentially. They are 7-point favorites, the 76ers are in game one.
7-point favorites. Give me Philly.
Okay. I will take Brooklyn to cover the 7.
Okay.
Philly wins by 6 or 5. Orlando-Toronto. Now, you want the hottest of hot takes. Damon Jones, former teammate of LeBron.
I did see this.
Also former assistant and now analyst, came out and they were doing playoff picks on ESPN. He picked Orlando to beat Toronto in the first round. Toronto is 8.5-point favorite in game one.
The fighting magic. Let's go.
He says they're playing great defense. They're shooting the ball well. He took Orlando, and he goes, I don't care what people say. I'm taking the magic.
No disrespect to our P1s who are Orlando Magic fan. I'm no.
What if I told you OG Anunoby is not going to play?
No, it's not going to affect my thinking.
He had an appendicitis.
Is Kawhi Leonard in the lineup?
He's going to play.
Okay. Okay. I'll take Toronto. I shouldn't take all the favorites, but usually I feel like you get blowouts in game ones.
I will also take Toronto in this. I do think they will end up blowing out Orlando. Clippers, Warriors. Do you want to know? Want to guess what the spread is?
I would guess 12 and a half.
Oh, dead on.
Is it really?
It is 12 and a half.
Give me Golden State.
Yeah, I'll take Golden State as well.
As long as they show up.
Spurs and Nugs.
This is intriguing here.
Nuggets. 5.5-point favorites game one.
Give me the Spurs. I don't know if they win outright, but I'll take them to cover close game.
Okay. I'll take the dog as well. Okay. I like that. I like the plus 5.5.
Rup, rup.
Indiana, Boston, 7-point favorites. The Celtics are. Yeah, no.
Boston, sorry.
Is anybody going to watch that game?
No. To be honest with you, man, I might not watch a single first-round game of the East. Unless a series gets to a game six
unless
or a game
seven. Unless you get notified like a game's close, right?
Nah.
Orlando is up by two with 3 minutes to go in Toronto. You're not going to turn over?
Maybe then. If you get to a game six or a game seven, I'll watch. I'll flip over. But, yeah, anything before that, no thanks.
Okay, I will also take Boston minus the 7. I actually think that's going to end up being a sweep.
Okay.
The next one, Detroit-Milwaukee. Can you guess this spread?
I'll say 9.5.
9.5? You would have been better served saying the same number as Golden State Clippers.
Is it really that big?
12.5.
Okay. I'll still take Milwaukee.
I'll take Detroit plus 12.5.
Okay.
I think they can lose by 12. And then Utah and Houston.
Here we go.
Guess the line.
4.5, 5.5.
6.5, Rockets.
Okay. I might take the dog there, too.
You like the 6.5?
I might take the dog there.
That seems like a good one, like good value there.
Just kind of close, back and forth game.
Utah's playing really good defensively.
Yeah.
The Harden, this is a very valid point. Harden does not get the same calls in the playoffs that he does in the regular season. Little more physical. Donovan Mitchell, yeah. Joe Ingles.
Remember they won their series against OKC? I mean, Houston's better than OKC was last year.
Sure.
But nobody picked them to win that series last season.
God, I like that a lot. I think I'm going to go Houston, though, minus the 6.5.
Okay.
But I might change my mind on that one. And then obviously the last one, Portland, 3.5-point favorites over the Thunder of Oklahoma.
I'll take Portland.
I will take the Thunder plus 3.5.
You think it's that close?
I think it's that close.
That would be a great game. I would love that.
By the way, in the previous segment, I just said Portland pulls away. So
you did. Now you're saying that OKC comes.
Well, now the line's,
that's all right.
I'm looking at the line, and I'm like,
tasty action. Let's go. All right, there you go. Spring and Lime brought to you by the Hookers in Fredonia.
Mm.
A romp in the sack will leave you burning as bad as a sprig pick.
Ooh. Last thing you want is pube crickets.
Nobody wants that. Spring and Lime brought to you by Swag's Game of Thrones take. The only thing more obviously incorrect than one of Sprague's picks. Spring and Lime brought to you by Sprague's daughter, the future Ocean's 8.5 star, for her stealing shenanigans.
Does that mean she also gets an Oscar like Sandra Bullock or no?
I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm in.
And somebody said, I could see Smudge smuggling in some candy to the movie theater. I quite enjoyed that one. Yeah, so we did a whole big office pull for Game of Thrones, and just we won't expand on it because I'm sure people are tired of it by now. I took Jon Snow.
To rule the Iron Throne?
To rule the Iron Throne.
I took Daenerys.
Okay. Something's got to give there.
There's an obvious...
We're going to have some button heads here.
Well, maybe they're married, but Daenerys sits on the throne.
That's true. Incest is okay.
And Jon Snow took the knee.
Don't pull that.
He
did.
He took the knee.
So.
One quick one. If you were to lay a bet right now, I talked to a coworker of ours who did some betting on the Masters, and he took four guys. He got Fleetwood, which I don't know where Fleetwood is sitting right now.
Tell me Fleetwood.
But Fleetwood was, I forget what his... where he was on winning, but
he's one under right now.
Okay, but
come on, Tommy.
He laid 15 on Fleetwood, and if Fleetwood were to win, he would win like $460. So there you go. There's the value. If you were to make a bet right now on somebody, who would it be? That leaderboard is yoked.
Right as of right now, taking my rooting interest out of it.
Let's say it's $100 that you really value, but you want to gamble.
I would probably take Dustin Johnson.
You'd bet DJ?
Yeah. They're not great odds there. You're not going to win a ton of money. If you're looking for a longer shot, I don't know what Phil's odds were going in. You could go with a random Harding if you want. Maybe Louis who stays in.
Yeah.
He's 5 under.
Koepka in a major, though?
Yeah, I mean, Brooks is, yeah, he's...
There's something to him in a major. It's like he's so calm and collected, whereas in other tournaments, he'll get 50 or he'll miss a cut. It's like a major just dials him in.
The track record is there, man. The track record is there. We'll give some final thoughts on that. Big series in Seattle tonight. We'll mention that. And then there is your time. You got to get your series predictions in. Blazers, Thunder, who wins? How many games? 55305. It's the better you today. Text time. We'll answer the poll questions. Wrap everything up. We'll do it next on The Fam. There you go, fist pumping your way into the weekend every Friday. Isaac and Suit coming up top of the hour. They're live over at the Moda Center today.
Yeah, they got the Nike Hoop Summit tonight at 7. Yeah. Swag will be on the call for that.
Boom.
I remember they took a Friday off 2 years ago, and we were doing their show, and so Patrick and Mike did our show. And we were both out there at the Moda Center, and I remember thinking when they said, hey, both shows will be out at the Moda, I go... 12 to 3 show makes no sense.
No.
And when I showed up, it made no sense.
There's nobody there.
There's not a soul. They're putting up the hoop.
Yeah.
They're blasting the national anthem.
Yeah, you eventually, if you get to an arena early enough, you eventually get to the part where they go through all the game ops.
Yep.
And they'll start playing the sounders and the music. The national anthem will go. The sound guy will be doing sound checks. And it doesn't make for good radio ambiance.
Now, the old guy in me... I have something to say about the ambiance of the Moda Center. I'm looking forward to the crowd noise. I'm looking forward to the energy. What I have noticed the last 2 or 3 years going to these Blazer games.
Uh-oh.
It's too loud.
That is such an old guy thing
to say. No.
That is such...
The music they blast.
You're officially an old.
Like, it's too loud. And it's funny because media members will go to these different arenas and I'll see some of the local guys, like the Holdalls, the Freemans, the Eggers, whoever. And they'll be like, man, they pipe in the noise here. And I think, so does Portland. Portland is loud.
The only thing that it bothers me in the regular season when it's like a game against Atlanta on a Tuesday, you know, it's like, tone this down a little bit here, right? Like that, I always do chuckle whenever I go to an NBA game and it's not a big game, you're just going. Like the last game I was at was like a game against the terrible Phoenix Suns. And when they do like the intro video and the, you know, the starting lineup and that whole thing, it's like, do we really need to do this 41 times a year?
Do you find the starting lineup, you love it every time or
no,
it's too long?
I can't stand it.
Oh.
It's ridiculous. Now, playoffs and stuff, I get like, amp me up. Let's go. Play some jams.
They've done
Let's
some
do starting lineups.
Good cool, jobs at
right?
the playoffs in Portland.
Cool videos. But when I'm there on a Tuesday against the Phoenix Suns, like I don't need a hype video on the Jumbotron to get me ready.
Yeah.
That's my old man take. Like in baseball, you get to the point where they do they announce the lineups and starting everybody that's on the team on opening day. And the rest of the year, you just take the field. All right, go play.
Well, and Cody says, if it's too loud, you're too old. That might be my...
You aren't old.
Well, yeah, sure. But my thing is Portland is unique in the sense of they are one of the top 10 cities of fan noise and energy in all of the NBA. They're top one third of the league. You are there. If you pipe the music down a little bit, I'd rather the noise be coming from us.
You want some jazz playing in the background?
No,
a classical violin going?
I don't want the fans drowned out by turning the music up far too loud.
Do you have to watch the game through the glasses on the end of your nose?
No, but it really ruined my first diaper the last game I went to.
Did it?
I had to get up and go change.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it shouldn't be making me vibrate.
I crap
like
my
this.
Pants.
What's going on here?
So there you go. Spring's
Am I alone
old.
In this? Is it not too loud to anybody else?
There's probably some other olds out there that agree with you.
Is there any youngs?
Is anybody under the age of 30 that agrees with Sprague's take? 55305.
I was like, what is this, a frat house? What are we doing in here?
Calm down, all right? Houston and Seattle, they start their series tonight at T-Mobile Park. That's still weird. Houston has won 6 straight. The Mariners have the best record in baseball. Wade LeBlanc versus Wade Miley. You got the Battle of the Wades in Seattle. So keep an eye on that. It should be a fun series. Masters is going on all weekend. Stanley Cup playoffs continuing. Let's give some series predictions, though, shall we, gentlemen?
Let's go.
So game one is Sunday. You and I are both on the record for a Portland win in game one, which, of course, probably means they're going to get blown out. How do we view the rest of the series going from there? Who wins the series and how many games does it take them?
If Paul George is healthy the whole series, because that is the if he's hurt, we get to change our pick. If he's healthy, Oklahoma City in 6. They win game 2. They win both in Oklahoma City. They lose in game five. They finish it in six in OKC.
Swygard?
If the Blazers win both games one and two, they will take the series in seven. Anything else, they're down in six.
Okay. Wow, we're going to make it a clean sweep. I'm taking OKC in 6-2.
Are you?
I think the Blazers win game one. I think OKC wins game two. They get both in Oklahoma City. Portland comes back and wins one. You go lose there.
Percentage of the people listening that chime in with Blazer opinions throughout the show that if Portland loses game one, their feelings change versus the crowd that goes, no, we're going to win game two. We're fine.
Depends on how the course, it depends on how the game looks, I think.
Somewhat similar to what we've seen. They lose by eight, but you know it was slightly closer than eight.
Then there's still going to be a majority of people with hope for game two, I think. But if you lose back and forth, final shot, something like that, last possession, like last year, you'll come back with optimism for game two. The one thing, I mean, if you lose game one, your season comes down to game two. I mean, that's it. You can't lose both games at home like you did last year and have any hope of winning that series. We had some poll questions out there today. Here's the confidence level of people. Who wins game one Sunday? 81% of you taking Portland to secure home court advantage and win the opener of the series. How about this one? I was curious to this too. It's kind of the fun part about this series that Portland's going to play. Who do you guys consider Portland's biggest rival right now?
Isn't it always going to be the Lakers? My thing is, like, when you say rival, I don't feel like that changes. I mean, you can hate other teams, but sure. Your rival is the team you'll always hate the most.
No matter the players, no matter the coach.
So the Lakers would be my pick. If you were to eliminate them and say pick a current one, mm-hmm. I still think it's the Rockets.
As you still much go as Houston?
We
don't,
yeah, I think okay. Because of Westbrook, we forget about Harden pissing us off and sure. Chris Paul being chippy with Dame, and I still would vote Rockets over Thunder.
Well, I asked that one. 67% of people went with OKC. Now that's leading into a playoff series.
Just prisoners of the moment.
Yeah, that very well could be. Some people chimed in Utah. We got that a couple of times going old school rivalries. 14% of people did say the Lakers.
You know, the one I miss is the Clippers.
The Clippers were fun to hate.
They were great to hate.
When it was Blake and DeAndre and Doc Rivers.
Crying about every... Yeah.
That's the fun part, though, about playoff series is that When you play a team that you hate or that you consider a rival, like that is going to happen this coming week, playoff series are so good for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that when you beat Houston and you had Harden and Dwight Howard, like that felt great because it was Houston. And the same thing could be said this year. And same thing when they beat the Clippers. It's like nobody apologized for those injuries. We hated the Clippers in Portland.
I just got this from the Blazers. So people that are going to the game because it's an early start on Sunday, there's the Bridge to Brews Marathon, so parts of interstate are going to be shut down from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So if you're headed down early for whatever.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Start early. Have yourself a plan.
Get down there. Just get down there and make a day out of it.
Damn it.
Have fun with that.
Media parking's already going to be a disaster.
I will be laying on my couch watching the Masters and then the Blazer game. It's going to be...
Oh.
It's a good way to end the show. About it.
Can I bow out of going to game one?
No, you're in, man. You're in.
I'm going to games one and two.
Sprague and Line brought to you by AARP. Hey, Sprague, welcome to the club.
Huh? What'd you say?
Somebody said just turn your hearing aids down. It'll be all right. Somebody asked, how long until Sprague's going to be the guy at sporting events that tells people to sit down in front of him?
Hey, sit down! Sit down!
Why are we doing the wave?
That's like I went to a concert once and I had a couple of olds tell me to be quiet.
Did you really?
It's like I was hammered. I was probably being too loud, but it's a concert.
Is there any, I don't have the text, is there any support for me that they've increased the volume?
Somebody said, I agree, it's way too loud. I leave those games from bleeding ears.
I just think it's better when you have the crowd be the noise versus let's turn the speakers all the way up.
Yep. Then the last two texts of the show sum up Portland fans. Blazers, good sweat, book it. Next one, clean sweep for the Blazers, not even kidding.
Well, good luck to everybody out there.
Hey, it's going to be fun, man. Game one Sunday. I can't wait. Playoffs are always a great time. It's going to be an awesome sporting weekend. You got everything going on that you could possibly want outside of football. Enjoy it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Game of Thrones Episode 1. We will talk to you Monday at noon. Number one is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan. Every street you walk on, I need to stay low.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.